Over the past year, there's been a new British invasion on the American pop charts. The band Oasis is the biggest import success story here, but there are also increasingly popular albums by English bands like Space Hog, Pulp, and Black Grape, all of whom are influenced by the first British invasion, spearheaded in the 60s by the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of new recordings that are part of this phenomenon. Here's Space Hog and their hit single, In the Meantime.
The guys in Space Hog are a quartet of daffy lads from Leeds who, improbably enough, didn't form their band until they all met up in Manhattan. The result is an album called Resident Alien, and for those of you old enough to remember the first British invasion, I'll place Space Hog in perspective. They hold the same position in this new wave as Herman's Hermits or Freddie and the Dreamers did the first time around. More hard-edged, yet no less energetic, is Black Grape, who in their sarcastic, streetwise way are the Rolling Stones of the second invasion. That's Black Grape. Their album is called It's Great When You're Straight, a title which refers not to sexuality, but to the condition of being drug-free. Isn't that an interesting novelty? It's also something of a trend, because this clean and sober subject also pops up on Pulp's new album, Different Class. There you can hear a song called Sorted for Ease and Whiz, and I'll translate the British slang for you. E refers to the drug ecstasy, whiz is speed. Lead singer and chief songwriter Jarvis Cocker is against both. Most Americans had never heard of Pulp or Jarvis Cocker until a couple of weeks ago, when Cocker provided Michael Jackson with his latest public drama. At the recent British version of the Grammy Awards, Jackson was performing a standard tableau, singing an overwrought song while surrounded by little children. Jarvis Cocker, who is, by the way, in his 30s and no relation to Joe Cocker, decided he'd had it with Jackson's grandstanding, and he leapt on stage and disrupted the number by dancing and making a general spectacle of himself. Michael Jackson's people accused Cocker of hurting a number of the children on stage. Cocker vehemently denies this and describes his act as a bit of spontaneous pop rebellion.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room at Coca-Cola.
And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do.
Of these three groups, I think Space Hog is a silly novelty act, Black Grape a very good party band, and Pulp by far the most interesting. Jarvis Cocker's dreamy songs hold up to scrutiny with their very precisely detailed lyrics. He's a wicked little satirist of current British manners. Whether that sort of thing will translate into superstar status in America is pretty unlikely, but you'd be well advised to ponder Pulp's music on your own.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.